probing China's threat. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Congress holding two hearings today on the Chinese Communist Party. First, the House Foreign Affairs Committee this morning on the challenge of China's aggression. Then the China Select Committee will hold a primetime hearing tonight on the Chi-Com threat to America. The White House not commenting on the report from the Department of Energy that the virus responsible for COVID-19 leaked from a virology lab in Wuhan, China. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
What the president wants is facts. He wants the whole government designed to go get those facts. And that's what we're doing. And we're just not there yet. And when we're there yet, and if we have something that is ready to be briefed to the American people in the Congress, then we're going to do that.
The Chinese government reacting to the report in a statement saying certain parties should stop smearing China and stop politicizing origins tracing. The White House is giving all federal agencies 30 days to wipe TikTok off of all government devices as the Chinese-owned social media app comes under increasing scrutiny over security concerns. Some agencies and several states' governments have already put TikTok restrictions in place. The Supreme Court hears arguments today over President Biden's plan to forgive the student loan debt of millions of Americans.
Backers of President Biden's plan to forgive some student debt have already gathered outside the Supreme Court to voice their support for a program that will cost the country an estimated $400 billion if the Supreme Court rejects two challenges to the plan and rules that the president acted legally in introducing it. Under the president's plan, individuals earning less than $125,000 in 2020 or 2021 could see up to $10,000 canceled. Federal Pell Grant recipients could see up to $20,000 wiped clean.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt, America, is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. Marshals Service looking for ransomware bandits. Now it's personal.
Multiple media outlets say the U.S. Marshals Service was hit by what the agency calls a major security breach on February 17th. The agency says it was a ransomware and data exfiltration event, and it affected a standalone system. But The Hill is reporting that system held information about subjects of investigations, third parties, as well as certain USMS employees. The Justice Department said to be working on remediation efforts and a criminal investigations ongoing. Jill Nato, Fox News.
In response to Disney's strident opposition to Florida's parental rights in education bill, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis has signed into law the bill that strips Disney of its governing authority over the area where its Florida theme parks are located.
They're taking those positions as a company, which are antithetical to our values. But with this arrangement, Florida was subsidizing that type of activism. That could no longer stand.
What had been the Disney-controlled Reedy Creek Improvement District is now to be overseen by a governing board appointed by the governor. On the next to the last day of February, a celebration of Black History Month yesterday at the White House.
53 years after a week in February honoring Black history expanded to a month, Vice President Kamala Harris said many Black Americans who excelled against odds remind us
that Black history is American history.
President Biden said that history enriches all of America.
History that can't be buried because it lives in the soul of this nation. It's who we are.
The president listed many goals he set to promote racial equity, but said there is more in fighting crime, ending racism, and leveling wealth that he wants to do. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.